Minnesota here last night and today. A really good football team, very, very talented. I just see a lot of great players on the field in all situations, really, offense, defense, special teams. Kind of like last week with Spoils, Percy Harvin, you know, great return guys, a lot of weapons on offense, big offensive line, great running back, outstanding receivers. Defensively, very talented group up front, active linebackers, good in the secondary. So a lot to get ready for. They run a lot of different formations and looks, personnel groups and stuff like that on offense. And very good, sound, fundamental team on defense. So good team that I know they're disappointed in their record, but they're just really a couple plays away from being 6-0. They've lost three games in the last possession and 5-point loss to New Orleans. So, they're real close to winning every single game that they've been in, and just like they did last year. And, we just got to really work hard to be competitive, and, hopefully we can, make the critical play to win the game.
The NFL in sacks. Sorry about that. They led the NFL in sacks last year, but they're not getting to the quarterback anywhere near at that pace this year. Are opponents blocking them differently? Is there anything you're seeing on film as to why that may be the case?
Well, I think the pass rush is very good, and quarterbacks and the offenses are there's definitely a looks like a very conscious effort to not hold the ball, to get rid of it, to throw quick passes, screens, things like that, where they're really not under that kind of duress and holding the ball back there. We all know what can happen when these guys have enough time to get to the quarterback, and so having a lot of plays that take a long time to execute is probably not where you want to be against this group.
So what have you seen? Obviously, plenty about Randy Moss, but what have you seen in terms of how his progression has been since joining the team? Are they basically every snap? How are they using him? I know he was limited in the first game just because he just got there.
They use a lot of different people on offense. Mike, they've got a lot of depth at all their skill positions. They play all three tight ends and usually all five receivers that are active. So, and different personnel packages. They have different combinations out there. He's out there most of the time. And Randy looks like Randy. He's a big weapon for him. He can do a lot of things. And they used him probably a little bit less in that first game against the Jets, but he got plenty of action last week and all the, even in the 2 minute and things like that, but he didn't get as much, didn't play as much against the Jets in that situation, but he's out there most of the time.
Have you seen defenses change the way they try to stop the run with Moss in the offense? Like, are they still bringing safeties up for Adrian Peterson, or how have opponents kind of handled that?
I think when you talk about Minnesota, it depends on which team's playing them. Different defenses have different philosophies about how they want to play defense, whether they want to kind of run the plays that they want to run, or how much they want to game plan for the offense and certain personnel. But I would say, just in general, Minnesota's got a lot of weapons, and Randy's definitely one of them. But so's Percy Harvin, so's Shianko, so's Peterson. You can go right down the line. They've got a lot of players that can make a lot of big plays against you, and certainly with Kleinsaucer and Dugan and Tahi and their offensive line, the running game's a big problem, so you got to be careful about how many guys you're going to commit to the passing game and then not be able to stop Peterson. So it's hard to, in both the games, the Green Bay game and the Jet game, I wouldn't say that either one of those teams just overloaded on anybody. They had to defend the entire offense, and that's really what they were trying to do.
So how would you describe your work, relationship with Brad Childress? Is this a guy that you have any background with or spend any time with when the season isn't going on?
Yeah, no, Brad and I have never coached together, so like a lot of the coaches in the NFL, you see everybody at the combine and owners' meetings, stuff like that.
So are you surprised that
him calling you guys the world's greatest science dealers or whatever he said yesterday, was that something that was out of line in your eyes, or did you have a problem with that?
Right now we're just trying to focus on the Vikings, get ready to go and play them, and not really worried about any other games that have happened in the past or any later ones that are coming up on the schedule. Right now we're just getting ready for Minnesota, and that'll consume a lot of energy and time right there. It's plenty to work on.
So what are your thoughts on Percy Harvin?
Well, Percy is a very explosive player. He's got tremendous speed, strong runner. For his size, he breaks a lot of tackles, runs through arm tackles, excellent hands, been a threat really in every way they've used him, as a kick returner, as a running back, as a receiver, catch and run plays like tear screens and things like that, on shots down the field, post and go routes and those type plays. So he's a very dynamic player, guy you certainly have to be aware of when he's on the field. He can get it all in one play, doesn't matter what the play is.
So I know you talked about Brett's health yesterday a little bit, but is the news that he has two fractures in his ankle change it? I mean, does that make it even more likely that maybe he won't play, or does that have any factor in your head?
Yeah, no, I'm not really worried about any of that. If he can't play and he's out, then I guess they'll put him on injury reserve. If he's on their roster, then we prepare for him.
So with Pat Chung leaving the game there, are you expecting him to be out for a significant amount of time, or any update in terms of what you expect in that situation?
As you know, the players aren't practicing today, so they'll come in tomorrow, and the players that need treatment will be in here today, and then they'll come in tomorrow, and we'll see where everybody's at tomorrow relative to practice. If they're able to practice, then they'll be out there. If they're not, then we'll give them their treatment and do what we can to get them healthier, and then reevaluate it on Thursday. So that's the way we just treat it day to day. Take it day to day and evaluate them, based on whether they're able to practice on a daily basis. That's the way we do it with everybody.
You mentioned yesterday that he's a fast healer. Does that mean you think that he sort of dodged a bullet as far as major injury?
We'll see how it goes. I don't really want to make any predictions. We'll see how it goes.
Shanko, the tight end, what type of tight end is he, and what type of a factor is he in their offense?
Big factor. He's really a good player. Fast, athletic. He's got a big frame. Takes up a lot of space in the running game. He can get up on guys and uses length to cover them up. So he does a good job for him all the way around. But he's really a good tough guy to match up on in coverage because of his speed and athleticism and receiving ability down the field. He's a go-to guy for him in a lot of situations, vertical routes, play action, third down possession type plays. It looks like they're comfortable throwing to him in any situation, and they game plan plays. Looks like they try to get him the ball or get him open or put him in a situation where they can get him mismatched, like by splitting him out and things like that. So it's clear they have a lot of confidence in him, and I can see why. He's been a very, very good and very productive player for him.
Bill, can you assess what you've seen from Devin McCourty so far this season, coming off the game in which he had his first career interception?
Well, Devin's been real consistent all year. Works hard, studies hard, shows up every day to work in practice. Really tries to work on a lot of little things to get better, and he is getting better. So he's really been a very consistent guy for us, but Monday to Saturday and in the games on Sunday, he's not perfect, but competes well, tackles well, it's tough, plays pretty good coverage techniques and gaining experience and learning more about the receivers and the quarterbacks and the play calling and things like that he goes up against every week. And he keeps getting better.
Question? So is it safe to assume that the plan was for Sergio Don to play mostly special teams on Sunday? And what did you think of a guy stepping up and making a play like he did on Gates right at the end?
Well, I thought Sergio had a lot of good plays in the game. Certainly, he got more of an opportunity when Patrick went out. But I think he would have played on defense anyway. Anyway, regardless of that, he certainly got more of an opportunity when Patrick went out. But I thought that, you know, Sergio had a number of good plays in the game, in the kicking game and on defense. Again, there are other plays that could have been better, but I think he, you know, Sergio's a smart guy. He's, you know, worked hard. He's been in a system similar to ours at Notre Dame and you know, played for Corwin and so forth. So, you know, he had a pretty good background here right off the bat, even though he wasn't drafted, but coming in here and just understanding some of the techniques and things that we do. But he's worked hard. He's improved a lot. And he's a versatile guy that can play a couple different positions for us. He did that in preseason. He does it in practice and actually had to do it in the game on Sunday. So, you know, he did a good job in the opportunity that he got on Sunday. You know, I think that's a great example for all of our players that just be ready to go. You never know when you're going to get that opportunity. Some players aren't active and guys are on the practice squad, or, you know, some guys that are active don't necessarily get to play that much every week depending on their particular role, but that could all change in one play. And Sergio is a good example of a player that worked hard, that was prepared, and when he got an opportunity, really took advantage of it and performed well. And that's the kind of thing you need to have a good team. You need to have players that are unselfish like that, and when your opportunity comes, that they're able to step in and deliver for the rest of the team and let everything else enable the team to keep doing what it does and not, you know, set it back. And Sergio definitely did that in San Diego game. He played well, and he was able to keep things that we were doing going without us really having to change much. And that was great.
So just following up on the McCourty question, would it be a stretch to say that it helped him coming in and practicing against a player like Randy when he gets here, just sort of help his development a little bit? You think that's fair to say?
Sure. Yeah, I think our defensive backs have had an opportunity to, in one-on-ones and in practice sessions, work against a lot of quality players at the tight end position. Algie and Rob and Aaron are, you know, all a little bit different. They all are good, but they all have different styles. Same thing at receiver with Randy, or now Dion, Tate, Welker, Edelman, Slater, that Taylor Price, that group. Those guys are all, they have different skill sets, and it helps us to work against them as it does our receivers to work against different type corners, you know, physical corners, real, you know, athletic corners, guys that have a little different playing style, working, you know, the guys that play safety, like, you know, Chung and Sergio that have played some inside or end up covering slot receivers in certain matchups, or, you know, different for, you know, guys like Welker and Edelman to work against compared to Butler and Will Height and guys like that that also play in the slot. So that's, you know, it's good for both sides to see different types of players, and sooner or later you're going to end up matching up against somebody that's, you know, similar to that or has a similar skill set, and gives them the opportunity to, you know, to match up against guys that are faster than them, not as fast, bigger, not as big, quicker, not as quick, and so forth. So, you know, I think that's been good for, you know, certainly been good for Devin to see that, but it's been good for, you know, really all our DBs and our receiving group too. You know, I'm sure he played against a lot of good receivers in college there, you know, guys like Kenny Britt and Underwood and guys like that, you know, he worked against there. So, you know, I think as a defensive back, the games are important, don't get me wrong. There's nothing more important than the games, but all those practices against, you know, quality receivers and quarterbacks like Brady and Hoyer, you know, they make a better practice, and that helps you in the game too. So it's all tied together.
All right, Coach, thank you.
Okay, thanks.